Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's time for Morning with Jesus. So it's time for you to sit back, relax, grab that favorite beverage, and let's find out what kind of divine messages we are getting for today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So let me introduce you to the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is magical DC Love. I'm so blessed to be here. Another day that I get to have my beautiful fill of vitamin G. A little bit about me. Well, I was told, you know, to refer to myself as the magical DC Love, and I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a healer. I'm an empath. I'm a Reiki master and a Reiki teacher. And as you know, I'm a radio show host. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Yep, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It's been a heck of a ride, says Joan, and it has, Joan. And the amazing thing about our connection is she's left this beautiful door open. Others from the other side have walked through it, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It also provides me with the ability to relate and to work with so many different types of people. And prior to all these beautiful life-changing experiences that I've had and I can't imagine not having, I had a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And they had me put amazing in my name, just like they had DC put magical in hers. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, a master solution technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help men and women of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my connection to divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So I stand in that unconditional love, which makes all sessions with me a place where everyone is safe, nothing is judged, and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about me you can learn more about DC Love or me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing, Barbara, I was guided to read this prayer, and, I mean, it just kept popping up in my face every time that I would think of what am I going to say today? Is there a little prayer maybe? This prayer just kept popping up, and I said, okay, angels, you want me to read this prayer? Okay. So this one is entitled Pray, Heal, Love. It was written by Reverend Vicki Snyder. Ask the angels for their help. Pray to the angels to assist you in reaching your life goals successfully. Pray to the angels to watch over you and protect you in all you do. Pray to the angels for insight into your life purpose and to be guided to it. Heal. Heal your heart and soul of any hurts that interfere with you giving and fulfilling your life purpose. Heal your communication skills so that you may speak your truth in the most authentic way. Heal your mental, spiritual, and physical body of any ailments that deter you from living the most happiest and joyful life that you can. Love. Love yourself fully. Ask the angels to show you what is lovable about you. Love others with an open heart that is non-judgmental. Love your environment. Love your family. Love your friends. And acknowledge that you cannot change them and you accept them as they are. Through prayer and healing comes the ability to love in a way that lifts you higher and brings much more love to you. Let go of the fear that holds you back and embrace the angels through prayer, healing, and love. And with that being said, I have another message. Harmony and balance are the natural state of the soul. During the journey of life, this state of equilibrium can be overcome by confusion and pain. If there is an aspect of your life that is out of sync with your heart's true desire or the calling of your soul, the radiant Archangel Barbiel to gently guide you along a sacred path that leads you back to harmonious living, reclaim your state of joy. And we do have a little mantra, I live in joyful harmony with all of life. And now I have a little channeled message from Archangel Barbiel. Call upon me, beloved ones, when you need help in an area of your life that is out of sync, where there is confusion. Allow me to bring clarity and understanding. Where there is pain, there will be healing and forgiveness. All past wounds can be healed. Allow my words to bring harmony and balance. As all of your cares are cast to heaven, beloveds, I am here to help you to go within and to connect with your inner strength and wisdom, bringing the awareness that is needed to make the right decisions during difficult times. I will bestow clarity, love, and patience upon you to overcome any conflict that you are facing, and there is no need to fear, for I am with you. To reach the light, one must first understand the darkness. And by helping you through dark emotional times, you will connect with a more positive path, gaining valuable lessons that are needed to regain balance, transcending into our harmonious state of life. Allow my flaming sword of light to bring peace and the power of my presence to help expand your consciousness. As you resonate with my aura, allow it to initiate healing, and as you connect with and align with my energy, you are connecting with love consciousness. Raise your vibration. Every thought of love and light heals. Allow this love to fill every fiber of your being. Love is who you truly are, and love is a natural state. Tune into this vibrational frequency and become centered in love, joy, and peace, connecting heaven and earth. Experience this great awareness and connect to your personal power as well as the collective consciousness. Feel this powerful energy and your connection to everyone and everything. Beloved ones, the more receptive that you are, the more you will resonate in the energy of love and unity consciousness. You will begin to see how this beautiful vibration brings you into the perfect alignment, body, mind, and spirit. Allow each moment to be one of purposeful focus. As you connect now with the callings of your soul, remain centered in this loving vibration as your heart guides you to live a joyful, harmonious life. Beloved ones, I am Archangel Barbiel. And that is what I have, Barbara, for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay. Hold on, I'm trying to do more than one thing at once, and I know that doesn't work, so I'm going to stop. All right, so here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloved ones, you are beginning to have a deeper, a better understanding of yourselves and of life. You are beginning to see that when we say that you create everything that you experience, we do mean everything. You create your problems. And I'm going to say that again. because I want you to clearly hear me. You create your problems. And I mean this on so many different levels. You create, first of all, that any situation that comes up that you don't like is a problem. So in that way, you are making the decision about what is happening in your life and whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, whether it's a solution or a problem, whether it's something that you can enjoy or something that you have to hate. You are making those decisions. You also create your problems on a different level. You create them based on your beliefs. And if there are beliefs that you are wanting to let go of, sometimes you have to create a problem in order to give yourself that extra push, so to speak. Some of you refer to it as a kick in the butt. It doesn't matter really what you call it. It's there for a purpose. Every problem that you have ever had and that you will ever have in your life serves a purpose. You're not just having random problems pop up for no reason whatsoever. You are creating them, and they serve a purpose. So if you are powerful enough to create the problems in your life, guess who is powerful enough to create the solutions in your life? That's right. It's you. You see, because you have within you the wisdom of the Creator, of God, of the universe, of whatever terminology you choose to use, you have that wisdom. So anytime you create a problem, you also create a solution. But you weren't raised to believe that. You weren't raised to believe in your own power, in your own abilities. And so you start looking for things outside of you to fix your problems, when actually all you need to do is look within, because the answer is there for you. Each of you has a wonderful team of divine beings that works with you every single moment of your life. And these beings take in what you tell them. And you are talking to them even when you're not really aware that you're talking to them. You have patterns in your life, and they pay attention to those patterns because those patterns show them what's actually important to you. So when you are doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and expecting it to turn out different every time, it won't, because that is your pattern. And your team is working with you to make sure that you produce exactly what you want to produce, which is the same thing over and over and over and over and over. This is why it's so important for you to be aware of what you are thinking, what you are creating. Your thoughts are creating. And we want you to just take that in. Don't be afraid of it. It's just one of the truths of life. Your thoughts create. So the thoughts that you have most often are the things that you create most often. Now think about that just for a moment. If you are constantly thinking about not having enough, that would explain why you are living not having enough, because that is truly what you are creating. This is why we tell you over and over again to only think about what it is you actually desire. Because if your thoughts are about what you are afraid of, then you are telling your team, the universe, that this is what you want. So what are your thoughts about? What is it that you are creating in your life? And what are you willing to let go of? Because that is the most important aspect of this. In order to bring the change, you have to let go. You have to. You can't hold on to those worries and doubts and fears and expect your life to be filled with all sorts of wonderful things. Because you are creating And let yourself start creating what you actually desire. Let yourself start creating a life that you love. It is your choice. And we are here to help you. Ask us. Ask us anything and everything. And we will answer you in a variety of ways so that you will get your answer. This is not something that we do only once, and if you missed it, we say, oh, well, they should have been paying attention. No. When you ask a question, we answer it over and over and over in a variety of ways to make sure that you get your answer. We love you. We truly, truly love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful, Barbara. Thank you. It was really beautiful.
All righty. We have come to the part of the show where people can ask us questions or ask Jesus questions and the angels and whomever it is that's going to be answering. If you have called in, make sure you press the number 1 so that that symbol comes up on my studio board and I can see that you have a question. If you are logged into the chat room, you can type a question. If you are a guest in the chat room, you're going to have to call because you can't type anything. All right, so we'll go to our first caller, and this must be somebody close to UDC, same area code. Okay, this is area code 570. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Debbie. Hi, Barbara. Hi, Debbie.
Wow, hi, Deb.
Hi, Deb.
Beautiful
How's
voice.
Everybody?
To the show. Thank you. My goodness.
Thank you, guys.
So what's
going on? We all talk at once. So what's going on, Debbie?
Doing good. I'm just wondering if there is anything that I should be doing as of right now to move forward.
Okay. Well, Deb, the first thing that I got is the angels are, they're saying that you need to make a decision, and it has to come from you.
Okay.
And the thing that you have to think about is, you know, if there are a couple things that are calling to you, which one brings you closer to your divine purpose? Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting you are ready, you know, you are ready to take that next step on the journey. There is a little bit of confusion around you.
Okay.
Yeah. And you just have to, like I said, you have to think about what, you know, what takes you closer to your divine purpose. And I'm seeing that, you know, you are meant to teach others. You have a lot of wisdom within your soul, and you are here to teach others, Deb.
Wow. Okay.
You've learned so much, and, you know, we really need you here, and we need you to share that, you know, that beautiful love and knowledge that you have. Okay? We'll be able to decide. I'm getting soon. It's going to happen soon. So you just have to think, you know, what is it that you really want right now? What is it that's resonating, you know, in your heart? Okay?
Okay.
And
all right.
Anything that's, like, upsetting you or negativity, it's sort of like blocking the answers from the angels. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
You have the beautiful guidance. All you have to do is just honor that guidance and follow it, and you're going to know, you know, what to do next. But you're not alone. The angels are going to be with you. And
okay,
all you have to do
great.
Is just take the first step, like, along that path, and then the angels are going to be there for you, Deb.
Okay? Great.
Jesus is coming in, and he's saying, my beloved, you know, child, I understand, you know, the negativity that is within you. Deb, I understand the fear that you have, that you're frightened, you know?
Yeah.
But you have to be strong enough to take that first step on that beautiful path. He's saying, you know, my beautiful child, you are called to do something higher. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, and you're reaching out to us, and you're reaching out to the angels, and, you know, everybody's here to help you, but you've got to decide for yourself. You know, what it is that you want to do, Okay? That's going to be your decision and your decision only. What is it that's going to make you happier? Okay?
Okay.
And Jesus is saying, he's saying, Deb, I've seen you go many times before on the path of least resistance. And this is the direction that your ego is taking you in.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Makes sense.
And he's saying, you know, like, you know, Barbara Grace in D.C., you know, words can only take you so far, but you're the one that has to act. And you've got to do whatever it is that are going to bring your dreams into, you know, your reality. Okay? So for you, it's
going
to be a little bit of a shift of consciousness, and we're here for you. The angels are here for you. And then you're going to see that you have a more enlightened perspective, Deb. Okay?
Okay. Wonderful.
So just, you know, it's time to release those fears and allow love to fill that space, okay? Because fears, they actually keep us from going forward, okay?
Okay.
But they're good.
Okay,
like, fear's good in a way
sense.
Because, you know, it helps us to really get motivated in some ways, you know? But you've got to you've got to discover what your truth is, okay?
Okay. My problem is I always seem to feel like I'm in the know and in the flow, and I make that decision, and then it just seems to not work out. And then I get presented with another opportunity, you know, and it was someone I worked with before that, you know, we had not a big falling out, but it, and she just came into the picture last night, and I was like, what? Somebody
knew. What I'm getting after you said that is, you know, Jesus is coming in and saying, Deb, you know, are you going to act out of fear or are you going to act out of love? Which one is going to win?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay.
All right. That would have been fear. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Because fear is just, you know, it's powerful, but it's going to hold you back. Okay.
Okay.
So we don't want to resonate with fear. And Jesus is saying that, you know, you are giving away your power because you don't recognize how many beautiful qualities are within you.
I know.
When you look at others and you say, wow, look at them, they're this, they're that, you have those same beautiful qualities within you, okay?
Okay.
But yet
that's a tough one.
I believe others are so much more powerful than you are, and that is not true. It's time to let go of that belief and allow your beautiful talent, your beautiful creativity to shine through, okay? So it's okay if you see the beauty in another, you know, but as you do, let it remind you, you know, of the beauty that you possess as well, okay? So if you can recognize that beauty within another, you can see it within yourself as well, okay?
Okay.
And
beautiful.
As you,
thank
you know,
you
start doing this, you know, your perceptions are going to be brought back into balance, and you're going to really start standing in your power, and you're going to make such an impact on the world, Deb, okay?
Oh, good. Okay,
all
wonderful.
All you have to do time is really recognize the beautiful qualities that you possess, and you're going to see doors opening for you, and with these doors come streams of abundance, Deb, abundance and blessings that are waiting to, you know, to come to you.
Oh, God, that sounds so good.
Well, you've got to just, like, see all the beautiful qualities that you possess, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, things are going to improve. And Ginger's coming in. She's saying, girlfriend, stay grounded and focused, okay?
Okay.
And she wants you to that you are in the flow of the powerful energy of love.
Okay. Yay.
Okay. You and she said, I'll be here too if you need help. Okay, and she's saying, this is sort of like a little test for you. So she's saying, Deb, you've got to stay, you know, optimistic. She's saying, you saw where winter turned to spring. This is sort of helping you to stand on your own two feet. So don't allow what you're feeling inside to interfere with you going forward and, you know, achieving everything that you want to achieve, okay?
Okay.
So she's sort of saying, like, Deb, you've got to think outside the box, okay? There's something waiting for you, but you're not thinking outside the box.
Right, okay.
Okay, so you've got to put a little bit more effort in, and she's saying she sees money coming to you, she sees recognition, she sees success coming your way.
Ooh, okay, all right.
beautiful light, and she's shining it on you, and she's saying, girlfriend, this beautiful light is going to shine on you and your success, okay? So she's saying,
okay,
in the meantime, all you have to do is just connect with your inner child and have some fun. Do you want to write? Do you want to play outside? Do you want to paint? Whatever it is, just, you know, connect with your joy, okay?
Okay.
You're going to see,
yeah,
this is really going to be an exciting time for you, okay? And you're,
yeah,
going to be able to make the correct choices. And make sure you spend enough time with your friends and your family, and just know that everything is happening for you, and it's going to happen in divine timing.
Okay.
Okay? So she's saying,
yeah,
you know what, Deb, all the efforts you're putting forth, and you know you're going to have, you know, positive, you know, positive come to you because of all that you do for others. And she's showing me pennies from heavens, and she's saying, tell Deb it's not chump change. This is going to be really,
okay,
like, you know, you're going to have the money that you need, you're going to have the financial,
okay,
security, and you're going to see where people recognize you, and it's going to be beautiful. She's saying, in the meantime, for right now, just, you know, breathe deeply and allow yourself to feel good and to feel relaxed, okay?
Okay, all right.
That's what Ginger and I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus.
Okay. Thank you so much, DC.
You're welcome.
Okay, Debbie. The first thing I'm getting is to read to you something that I wrote yesterday. I teach automatic writing, and we have a group, and we're supposed to do homework, and I do the homework too, just to inspire everybody else to do it. So the homework was to ask a question and to write it in the group and let them know what the answer was. And this question just really seems so connected with what you're talking about. So here's the question. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting answers, making changes, and just flowing in my life, but then it stops. Why does it have to stop? And this is the answer I got. To make you aware, when things are flowing, you stop noticing the little issues that come up to be released. You asked us to help you to clear the old beliefs out of your life that do not contribute to your highest good. We take our job seriously. When you fail to notice what is coming up, then we create situations and circumstances that you cannot ignore. We are working with you so that you can let go of everything that is holding you back from the magical, amazing life that you are here to create. We are never punishing you. It is all about helping you to be the best that you can be. Accept our assistance and see what you need to release. This will take you back into the flow. It is your choice. You are loved always. Okay, so they wanted
beautiful.
You to hear that.
Wow,
now,
thank you.
You're welcome. Huh. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to you. Here we go. My beloved one, you really are more powerful than you know. You have been taught to discount yourself, to believe that you are capable of some really great things, but only a few, that there is a limit to your greatness. And there is no limit unless you put one there. This is your life. You chose to be here. You chose to come, to learn, to experience, to grow, to evolve, to be you. These are choices that you made. This is not something that God came to you and said, I'm sending you to Earth. You really don't have any say in it. You're going to live there, and whatever happens, happens. Just deal with it. No, this was your choice. And this is true for each and every one of you. You chose to be here. You chose to be the person that you are. You chose to have the parents that you have. You chose to have the children that you have. You chose your life. I want you to really let that soak in so that you can see that everything that happens in your life is your choice. You really do have free will. And that free will is complete. That doesn't mean that God is sitting in the background waiting for you to screw up so that he can fix it. you have free will, and you create whatever you choose. This is about you learning to stand in your power, because you do have power. No matter what anyone else has ever told you, no matter how life has treated you, no matter what you have created. And you'll notice I said that you are creating, because you are. You're a creator. That's part of your beautiful free will. You have the ability to create. And so everything that happens in your life is part of your creation. So if things are happening that you don't like, that you don't understand, that you don't want to experience, stop creating that. It's your creation. Use your power to create what you truly desire. You know how to do this. You've been doing it all along. It's not like I'm asking you to do something new. This is what you have always done. You are just becoming more aware of how you do it. So when you are thinking about anything in your life, if it is not something that you truly want to live, why are you thinking about it? Why are you creating something you don't want? You have power, and you have a team that is here to help you. And as long as they know what it is that you intend, what it is that you want, what your goals are, they can help you to achieve them. And your life can flow with grace and ease. It truly can. But when you are ignoring your own intentions, your own goals, then your life tends to be a bit tumultuous, because you are being reminded over and over of what you have decided is important. So it's not a matter of asking God to stop meddling in your life, because God's not meddling in your life. God never meddles in your life, because you have free will. So when you look at your life, see it as your creation and decide what you want to create next. We hope this helps. And we look forward to seeing what you create.
It did. Thank you so much, Barbara and DC. You guys are the best.
Thank you, Deb. And Ginger didn't come in by herself. She came in with you-know-who. Joan. And Joan is saying, Deb, you can't change what happened in the past. So feel sorry for yourself for a little while. She's saying, and girlfriend, then get up and start moving forward, you know?
Okay.
And she's there to help you. Just call on her. She's there to help you. And Ginger, of course. And she's reminding you, girlfriend, always wear underwear, as Ginger would say. The people you meet on the way up the ladder, they're going to be looking at you, Deb.
Oh, my God, I love it.
She has been hanging out not only with us, she does love Deb, and she, you know, and Ginger, and Ginger hangs out with Deb a lot, and Deb's beautiful for a baby on the other side, Reuben. So you have, you need help. We're always here for you, the whole group of us. And like I said, you know, when you need a little courage, call on Ginger and Joan, because, you know, when you do, you know that she starts to come out of your mouth as well. So
yes,
but
that's so true.
She's here for you, too. So, you know, feel sorry for yourself. Have, you know, like that, you know, pity party for a couple minutes, she's saying, and then get up and start moving forward, girlfriend.
Okay. It's a new day.
Because
that's
you are powerful, honey. You are so, so powerful. And you know that.
Thank you.
Barbara, the one day that Debbie and I went for coffee and her truck wouldn't start, the two of us all of a sudden gave it Reiki at the same time, and we started the truck right up.
That was amazing.
Oh, I mean, that's a new, you know, we have like AAA here and it shows three A's. Well, I had a vision of three angels. We called like the three angels towing, you know, and they jump started us. So.
Oh, wonderful.
I love it. Well, thank you, guys. I hope you have a beautiful day. I really appreciate this.
Ginger's telling you, she's saying, Auntie Deb, this is just like you're going through a rebirth, okay?
Okay, that's what it feels like.
And things are going to change, and you're going to see that you're going to be, like, positive in so many different ways, okay? So just know that all the challenges that you're going through are bringing a lot of blessings, okay?
Okay, all right.
And she said, so, like,
good.
You know, if, you know, feel whatever it is that you're feeling, don't ignore it. and just feel it, and then release it, and then make room for all the beautiful, like, new experiences that are coming into your life, okay?
Okay, all right. I think I do keep forgetting to release things. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and that's what we have for you. I hope that resonated with you, honey.
Oh, my gosh, it so did. Thank you, thank you. It's going to have me thinking, and I'm going to do some automatic writing again.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Because you get a lot of answers that way. So, yeah, do some automatic writing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, guys, I hope you have a beautiful day. Keep on shining. You guys are wonderful. I love you.
Oh, we love you too, hon.
Okay, bye-bye. I'll talk to you soon. Enjoy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we're going to our next caller from area code 1111. Well, there's only three ones, but I keep going on and on. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hello?
Akanksha?
Yes, hi. You can hear me.
How are you? Yes, I can. We can.
I'm really good. How are both of you?
We're doing
very
great.
Good.
So what's up with you?
So I manifested this job like many years ago, and now I have it. So, but now I feel I'm much more aware of myself. So the question is, do I really want it?
Okay. So let's see what DC is giving about that.
Okay, the first thing, hon, that I'm getting is I see you going up an escalator, okay? And visualize yourself going up. And I'm getting that you're moving on to, like, a different position that's more financially secure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. This one is.
Okay, and I'm also getting, I don't know if you considered as well, even, like, a part-time home-based business would be, you know, really good for you too. It would bring in more money. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm getting a yes. Like, you know, just keep, you know, elevating what you're feeling, and just make sure that, you know, whatever you're doing, that you approach that with your passion and with your confidence. And when you're passionate and you have that confidence in yourself, you're just on that fast track, honey. Okay.
Yes.
So don't give up. Ginger's saying, my dog, don't give up, don't give in. You know what you're doing. But you do need a little time alone. Mother Mary wants you to have a little quiet time. You've got to connect with you and go within, okay? And that's when you really know, like, the truth of everything that's going on, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just make sure you take time to go within and connect with that beautiful guidance. And I'm getting the word miracle around you, and trust in Jesus, and, you know, you've asked for some help, and I'm getting the word miracle around you, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there's a miracle manifest. It's just for you. And the way it comes in is going to be completely different than the way you would have expected it, okay? So just remain in faith, you know, and everything happens, of course, in divine timing. Okay, so the angels may come in and give you a little guidance in regard, like, what steps like that you have to take next, okay?
Yes. And
I'm getting, you know, you just have to have a little bit more faith, okay? This for you, too, is like a little bit of a test, okay? You've got to have a little bit more faith. And everything is going to work out perfectly, and it's, you know, in the divinely ordered time, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So whatever, you know, like, whatever uneasiness or anxiety or whatever it is, hand it over to the angels and just, you know, let it be replaced by peace, son, okay?
Okay.
Because I do feel like fear, like, within you, and it's sort of like an irrational fear, okay? It's not true, okay?
Yes, like of change.
And it's making you, like, a little bit afraid, and this is, like, something that you just have to get rid of, okay? And I mean, I feel like, you know, like, when you get in that place of fear, it's, like, really powerful, okay? And sometimes, it's overwhelming where you think it's true, but it's not true, okay? So you've got to learn how to deal with that fear, okay?
Yes.
And I'm sort of getting like, you know, like it's been passed down upon you from your family. So it's not yours and yours alone, okay? It's sort of like a programming that you had, you know, growing up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So just, you've got to realize fear is a negative emotion, and it doesn't serve us, honey, okay? There's nothing that it serves, okay?
Yes, yes, I agree.
Okay?
Yes.
And when you get in that place of fear, just say, okay, I'm going to let this go, okay? And as you do, you're going to feel so much better, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and that's what I have for you. I hope that helped, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and Jesus. Many blessings,
yes,
hon.
Thank you. That's really helpful.
Okay. Well, okay, so there's going to be angels working on you while Jesus is talking to you. So I'm just letting you know that in case you start feeling things, that that's what's going on. Okay, here we go. My beloved one, several months ago, you started making choices about yourself, about your life, about what you wanted to do, who you want to be, what's actually important to you. And so you've been going through this transition over the last few months. You've been letting go of some big beliefs about yourself, about your life, about your culture, about what's possible, about what's impossible, about what you have to do, about what you're required to do. You've been letting go of so much. And you are now standing here in this moment, and you are beginning to see the changes that this has brought into your life. You are being offered an opportunity to experience something that you have experienced before. And you are realizing that you don't want to live the past. We want you to decide for yourself whether or not that is what you are moving into. You see, you can take a job that you've had before, but have it be different. Be open to the changes that have come through you, the changes that are there in your life. So even though it may seem like it will be the same old job, you have the power to create it to be whatever you want to live. This is all about you standing in your power. You accepting your free will to create what you want to create in your life. This is about letting go of the belief that other people are in charge of your destiny, because they are not. This is about you recognizing you, recognizing the power in you. So we are not telling you to take this job or not take this job, because that is your choice. That is your free will, and we do not tell you what to do. But decide what it is you are creating. Decide what it is you really want to experience. And let this be one of those opportunities to allow you to create what you desire. You are so much more powerful than you have yet to recognize. And this is just one of those steps on your path. So you get to decide what it's going to be. And if you decide that you are creating this to be a problem, then don't worry, because you also have the solution. And that is always true, because you can't create one without the other. So look within yourself. Go within and see what your heart is saying. This is your choice. And you can't screw it up. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. And they're also showing me a vision of you leaving a meditation class. And I know that's something that you've thought about doing, and you may want to look into it and find a location and start putting the word out there.
Yes. I've been thinking about it.
Yeah.
So since the new job is not in this, it may not be in the same city where I am now. So I was actually looking at places in the other city. So when I move, I can do it over the weekends.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, that, mm-hmm. your energy just feels so much freer when you were saying that. It's like you broke out of the shell, you know. And that's a big step for you. So let yourself, you know, play with that idea. See how it feels to you.
Yes.
Decide if that's what you really want. Tangsha, are you there?
I think we may have lost her, Barbara.
Like she was talking and she disappeared.
Yes.
She's still on my screen, but she is calling from India, so who knows?
Yes, oh my goodness. Well, she could always listen in the archives, so she won't miss anything.
Yes, that's true. Okay. I'm going to move to our next caller then. Oh, Akanksha, you have a whole group that's waving at you and saying, I love you, I love you. Okay, hold on, let's make sure this is not her first before we go.
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, it's you.
There she is.
Wonderful. And what did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that message was very helpful.
Good.
Really helpful, yes. It really added up and, yeah, it opened my mind up quite a bit.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, great. I can't wait to hear what you decide.
I just want to thank both of you. It's just been so helpful for me, more than I can say.
Good. Well, we're so glad you called and that you are sharing who you are with us and everybody else. And keep your heart open to loving yourself. That's what I'm hearing. Okay?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is from area code 415. Hi, who's this? Area code 415.
How can I get your name? Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay,
hello.
Say your name again.
It's Jessica, your regular caller. Can you hear me?
You're breaking up, kind of.
Oh, can you hear me okay now?
I don't know.
That sounds better.
Okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I'll just move.
Yeah, now you're breaking up again, hon.
I'll try over here, and if not, okay. How about now?
Now you
seem
clear. Yeah.
All right. I'll just stay.
Very
right.
Good.
I'll stay right. Okay. I've been moving forward with the stuff, which is great, and asking a lot of questions. And I've been noticing on how I've been getting all these ideas for events that I want to do, and I notice on how I have stopped myself in the past. Because I go into the whole thing of, you know, people having not signed up in the past or a lot of people, and then it kind of becomes not fun for me. And then I feel like I wasted all the effort in launching all these things. So I'm just kind of sitting and looking at that and asking, okay, what's the way through? How to attract more people to keep, you know, doing this? Because again, that is 100% where I stopped myself in the past, and I see myself doing it again. Any guidance on the other side of that really is living the life that I want to live. It sounds so significant.
It is.
Yeah. It is. Thanks, Barbara.
Well, you know, it's choosing to stay stuck in a problem or actually live a great life.
Yeah. And it is, yeah, I'm excited. As usual.
So you want to know what the angels and Jesus have to say about all this, or?
Yeah, I mean, I keep asking, I know the drill, you know, to keep asking questions. I keep saying, well, who can I bring in that can help promote this? Who could contribute to this? How can I attract so many people that I make, like, way too much money? And, like, but, of course, yeah, like, an extra boost from Jesus and the angels, and let's do this. I'm ready.
Okay, well, let's see what they want to say.
Thank you.
Okay, so... So, Jess, I have Ginger coming in, and Jonah's still with her, and they have on these cleaning suits, okay? So they're letting you know that this is a time to just, like, clean up everything that's in your life that, you know, doesn't serve you any longer, everything that, you know, hasn't been working for you, okay? So what they're helping you to do is they've said they want to come in and clean your house, your physical house, and get rid of all, you know, all of that old stuff that has been, you know, making you feel the way you feel. And Ginger's talking about, yeah, Mom, she still has, like, some negative thoughts in her head, okay? And they want to help you with that. They want to help you to change your thoughts, you know, to cleanse out everything that, you know, that no longer worked for you and get ready for that beautiful, you know, new chapter of your life that is starting. It's going to be coming to you, okay? But the first thing I'm getting, before you could, you know, do what you want to do, you've got to get rid of the negativity, and you've got to get rid of the fears that you have within your beautiful head there, okay?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm calling about.
Okay,
yep,
so 100%. You've got to have trust, Ginger, saying, because without that trust, you can't take that leap forward, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying you're not in that zone right now, okay? So... we're going to help you, like, to get into that zone and to really be able to, you know, have the beautiful life that you so deserve, okay? And I'm getting, you know, once we get this all cleared up and everything, there's going to be beautiful changes coming to you, you know, in regard to, like, everything that you're wanting. It's going to be beautiful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is letting you know, he's saying, my beloved, that there's nothing scary about life. But you, my child, he said, you're attached to the results, you know? You could act, you know, out of fear, or you could act out of love. What is it that you choose? Okay? And Ginger's mm-hmm. saying, you know, you've got to start to come up, you've got to come up with, excuse me, like a new story about yourself. One that doesn't have pain, one that doesn't have fear, you know, one that resonates with success and, you know, all the beautiful things, okay? So the first thing you're asked to do is, you know, you've got to, you know, say aloud, I am willing right now to let go of this fear.
Mm-hmm.
So repeat that, if you're willing. I am willing to let go of this fear.
Willing to let go of this fear. Yeah, I mean, I need how-tos on that because I see it. I'm, like, right on the edge. It really feels like that. And, like, I see these thoughts come up, and it's like, no, stop. That's not my story anymore.
You've got to keep, you know, like, surrendering all those fears when they come in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, you know, it's interfering with the plans that you have. You know, ego
right,
is trying to hold you back. Ego, mm-hmm. Yeah, ego is trying to hold you back, and it's not, you know, it's time to move forward, you know? So, you know, we're going to invite the angels in and Jesus, Mother Mary, to really help you to get on that path that you so deserve to be on, because you truly have, you know, so much to share with the world, okay? So detach, you know, from whatever it is that, you know, is holding you back, because there's so many opportunities that are waiting for you. Okay? We have the angels coming in, and we have, again, Ginger and Joan, and they're really going to help you to have the strength and the courage that you need to go forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you two are having, like, a little test. There's a lot of, like, tests, I guess, like, you know, lately for people, and this is one that, you know, the universe is sending out to you, okay? So,
yeah.
You know, just be strong and, you know, and keep, you know, knocking that fear, Ginger, saying, knock it out of there, and know that, you know, you're going to have a beautiful story to tell others, and it's going to be filled with success. And I have, you know, an angel coming in, and she's helping you to really, you know, to, you know, let the, you know, say what you want and say it clearly to the universe. Don't be afraid. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be honest, and you've got to be clear about what you want. And don't be afraid to ask, you know? There's nothing wrong
with
just put it out there, okay?
I mean, I say to them, you know, I want these, I know that's result thing, but I want to be making money in my business, a lot of money, and I want these classes to go. And I know, again, that sort of kind of goes into results, but I realize on how that sort of gives me the permission, and I know it shouldn't be like reliant on that, but it sort of gives me the permission to keep pursuing.
Okay.
So it's making me emotional, but it's like, yes, like.
But you still, you know what? You still have fear in there, and you're afraid of not being accepted. You're afraid of not having approval for others, and you're not really speaking your truth totally, 100%. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the angels want to help you, because when you do clearly communicate lovingly, you are both loving and powerful, and it's showing that, you know, I do love myself, okay? So the angels are here. They're going to help you to work through that, okay? And then you're going to be empowered. And, you know, you're not only going to love yourself, others are going to, you know, really love this beautiful person, you know? So you are going to get through this, and you're going to, I see that you're manifesting, okay? The confusion that you have around you, you know, that's going to, it's starting to dissipate. Because I see, like, you know, like you're not quite sure of the direction you're going in. There's still a little bit of uncertainty, okay? So we want to allow,
well,
you know, the
direction
angels
that I want to go in. Yeah, I know, like, I'm open to the universe where it wants to take me, and also I know where I'd like to go.
Right.
And there is that fear that comes in a little bit of, it's the old thoughts of like, this is not going to be successful, or don't get
right.
your hopes up. Like, it's like, stop haunting.
Okay, well,
me.
That's ego again. And you're listening
stop.
To see, you're listening to ego, and you've got to let go of that. And you're afraid. You are still afraid about like what's going to happen, you know, with the future. The unknown does scare you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to trust in something that you can't see. You've got to trust in what you can't see. That's what it comes down to, okay?
Okay.
And just a Ginger saying, girlfriend, she's saying, you're always on that right path. Even if you, you know, think that you fell off the path and stuff, you're still where you're supposed to be, okay? So she's saying, you've got to start writing a new story, because this new chapter is going to be really exciting, okay? And the old one that you're still in, she's saying, you know, that chapter's over, okay?
Yeah,
and
the
she
thing,
wants,
I totally okay. know it's over. Like, I see the book closing.
Yeah.
Literally, I see that. I seriously see that.
Yeah.
Like, it's that's it.
Okay, and have you been thinking about someone on the other side? Because I feel like you've been, like, really, like, you know, missing somebody. And they're saying, you know what, we've never left you. Like, we're still here with you. But I don't, whoever you were thinking about, like, the, you know, I'm getting a person on the other side is saying, I'm still here with you. And the only thing that's gone is the physical body.
Okay. I don't know who that would be, but okay.
Think about that, and it'll come to you, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've got to help you to get rid of that uncertainty, okay? And know that everything that you're going through, you know, there's like a lot of blessings, you know, in disguise, in your, even in your current situation, okay?
Mm.
You're going to,
ooh,
you're being
emotional.
Guided towards your highest, your best, okay? And
yeah.
It's interesting, Mom, she can't see the blessings at that this time, but it's okay. But she's saying she's got such strong emotions built up within her. She's got to surrender those, okay? And not only with the strong emotions, there's a little bit of resentment mixed in with that, okay?
Resentment towards what?
I don't know. Ginger's just saying resentment, maybe attached to like the outcome of the situation or something, but there's a little bit of resentment with those strong emotions. And you've got to just trust that you're going to, you know, you're getting to where you need to be, okay? And it's going to be beautiful when you get there. So what I'm going to ask now, I'm going to ask Barbara, like, to come in and with Archangel Michael to really to help to get rid of that fear and to give, you know, to, like, ego's taking over here. You don't need ego to take over, okay?
Okay, yeah,
instead we
thank
want to
you.
Have, instead of that, we want to have joy and love in place of that fear, okay?
Yeah.
And you've got to stop, yeah. You know, you've stop listening to that voice in your head that is, you know, the voice of fear, okay?
Yeah, I didn't realize that it was ego. Like now I'm like I got a message yesterday about hey, that's ego, and I didn't realize that it was. But obviously, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because if you start believing what ego is telling you, you're always going to have fear, and it's going to be a fear that's driving you to do what you want to do in your life, and you know you're going to settle instead of really getting to the place that you're meant to be. A place of joy and love. So we don't want fear to guide you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're going to see that when you connect with joy, that joy really does work, okay? But you've got to believe this, all right? So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and really to help you to, like, get out of that place of fear and tell ego to take a back seat. You're the driver here, you know? And to really, you know, to get on that path. And I see, you know, a path of happiness, fulfillment, abundance. And that's the path that, you know, that you're connecting with, okay? So listen to your heart. When you feel something, go within. Listen to your heart because you can never go wrong, honey, okay?
Yeah, it's interesting because as you're speaking, I'm seeing how I'm moving forward, but it's sort of like this scaredy cat of, like, that I tiptoe forward and I'm like, this is nice. Can I get comfortable here? You know, like, is this for real? And it's, like, making me emotional because – I keep attracting people who are like really supportive of my work and like praising me all the time. And I keep noticing on how like, wow, like accept that in, this is what you've been asking for. But on how, like, I'm not really used to that and how I'm used to people ignoring me and not paying attention. Like, and it sounds kind of crazy, but that was my experience and I'm letting that go. So like when somebody emails me a lot, I notice on how I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of go to that and it's like, no, thank you. Thank you. This is when somebody likes you. Like I'm not used to people paying attention to me.
I'm also getting sad,
but like, it's wow.
Yep.
You know,
I see you as a little girl and I hear your mother yelling at you. Hey, watch out, you know, be careful. You better look both ways before you cross the street, you know, and don't forget, did you forget to, you know, to take your book? You know, you have a book here that you have at home. It has to go back to school with you. Don't be late. So your mom's conditioning is still in your head as well, and it's playing a part. So I'm going to turn you right over to Barbara, okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, you're picking up. I've been doing a lot of diving into just releasing that programming and fear. I mean, obviously, we're always doing that, but I've been thinking about the younger years and just releasing any remaining fear. So, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Jessica. Oh, I'm getting so much stuff about what I should do with you. There is... okay. There are some questions that you should ask yourself when these beliefs are popping into your mind. And really there's one question that I think, okay, so the first question, there's actually three questions you're going to ask. The first question is, first question is, why am I creating a life where I am not successful right now? Why am I creating a life where I am not successful right now? And when you ask yourself that question, you know, write down whatever it is that comes up. And then look at the things that come up, whatever the beliefs are that come up. And then ask yourself, where have I heard these beliefs before? Where have I heard these beliefs before? So that you can see whether these are actually your thoughts or if they came from your parents or your teachers or your friends or society or the media. You can see where they actually came from. Then once you do that, then ask yourself this last question. And this last question is the one that's really going to help you let it go. And the question
is, do I want to keep believing it?
No. Is this belief absolutely true for everyone? Is it absolutely true for everyone? And if you can think of even one person that it's not true for, then it's not true at all.
That's great. I just saw a poof in my head. I love that. Okay.
So this brings you back into your power, into recognizing that you are the one creating what you are experiencing, that you are not the victim of the world or the universe or the angels or anybody else. This is you. You are creating. And the beauty of creating,
you know what,
is that we don't need to know how. Because a lot of times we create stuff and we don't have the slightest idea how we did it, but we do it anyway.
Yeah, something came to mind when you were talking, and it's this fear of the energy being too intense. And for some reason, I feel that the energy at times is too intense for me now. So if it was like times 100, I feel like I would just maybe be laying in my bed all the time. That's where I go when I feel overwhelmed. I just go to sleep.
So, well, actually, I do that too. Sometimes that's just what I need to do. And I've learned to stop judging it. But if you don't want the energy to have that intensity, then change it. I mean, if you're the one that's creating it and you're creating how you're getting it and how intense it is, then you can create that it's not as intense. Or you can create that you can accept it, no matter how intense it is, and that it doesn't need to, you know, knock you on your butt.
You know what, DC, that's what DC was referring to on how there's gifts now, because like yesterday I had a really exciting and intense day, and then the day ended and I was just so tired, but not really tired, just like, wow, where did my whole day go? It was just really intense, and it wasn't a complaint, but it was like, well, there was these thoughts like, you didn't really balance out your life, you didn't go outside, you didn't sit in the park, you didn't, like, and, you know, and now you're just going to sleep. How are you going to have, like, a regular life? How are you building out a personal life? Like, there was all, and I'm seeing what that junk is, but I guess I'm getting used to the intensity of it. Because it's just, it brings me on such a high, like, such a high, like, such happiness, so many things going on, like, tossing the ball back and forth type of deal. And I guess I can't really imagine my whole life being like that, and that's where I see that I'm going. So it's getting caught up in that how, I guess, of like, oh, my God, imagine every day is that exciting? Like, how are you going to handle it? But that's the gift. My body's getting used to that, I'm seeing.
Yeah, you are. You're adjusting to it. And remember, the how is not up to you.
Right.
That's part of the magic of life, that we don't have to figure out how. We just have to know what it is we want, what it is we're willing to create, and it happens.
All right. Thank you. I'm seeing the bigger view here now. It's going on, like the blessing. I'm able to see one of the blessings. Yeah.
And when you are finding yourself, you know, sitting there thinking about, oh, my gosh, if I do this and it turns out like it turned out in the past, then you might want to ask yourself, why the heck am I trying to live in the past? Because that's exactly what you're doing in that moment. You're going back to the past. You're not in the moment. You're back in the past. Why do you want to live back there? You can't do anything back there. You can't change anything back there. So just let that go. Because you don't need to understand anything about the past. You really don't. What you need to understand is that you create right now. So create what you want. Create what you truly desire.
I think that I'm like consciously creating like new neuro pathways, because it's like with these classes, like I put up a class and then I'm gung-ho, go for it, excited, and then this thought pops up of, well, no one's going to show up anyway, you're wasting all this effort, or whatever kind of bullshit story comes up. And it's like, it's a rerouting, like turn around, no, this is going to be successful. And it just feels like, you know, Tony Robbins keeps coming up today, and it feels like, focus your damn self forward and go for what you want, like that intensity that he has, you know. I mean, I don't really know him, but like it's what how I perceive him from afar. I mean, I never even really listened to him talk any of his teachings, but like it's like, no, stop that, close the door, you know, effing move forward, focus on just where you want to go, and that's it. And it's like, oh my God, that like again, that's even intense. It's like, I guess you could take healing so far, and then it sort of gets back to the point of like being like in this personal trainer type of thing of like, go and lift the 50 pounds or I don't know, whatever, you know, do it 50 times, like just do it, you know, like, and it, and sometimes it sort of feels like that for me. And I'm like, really, is this really the way forward? That it's like such a, not a fight, but like, I mean, for the lack of a better word, but like, yeah, like a fight of like, no, go forward. What do you want? Like a drill sergeant.
Well, yeah, because you have to take the inspired actions. If you just sit there and think about it and you never do any of the inspired actions, then what the heck is the point of it? You have to inspired actions.
I do the inspired actions, but it's like the thought when it creeps in, some like I have a low moment or something, and it's like, nope, stop it. Go take a walk. Go say affirmations. Go whatever, you know, like do not allow yourself to go there again. It's like this discipline. It's like a, like you're training for like a, for your best life ever.
You know, that may be what you need. That may be what it needs to be in order for you to pay attention to it.
I guess so.
Because if they were just casually saying, well, why don't you just go take a walk? You might be saying, well, no, I'm going to do this, this, and this. But if they say, go take a walk, then you're like, oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. I have a preference for the soft healing work, and you know, somebody just do some healing for me. But then this goes back to like what you were saying when I spoke to you guys like 2 weeks ago or whatever that was. That it was like you need to step up for yourself. It's the same energy. You need to take care of this yourself now. Like, forget the other healing work. I mean, of course it like assists, but that's sort of la di da, and like no, we're in. Like, get it together. Like, no, like, not babying, but, like, it's kind of in a way on how my parents used to talk to me. Mom, like, just get going. You know, it's like, enough of the story, enough of this, go towards the future that you want. Done. So, okay, I'm getting clarity, and, of course, I'm speaking with you guys. And I was resisting that for a little bit, but then, yeah, maybe that is the way forward. Obviously, that is the way forward for me, to just stop it. That's basically stop it. Enough.
Well, you know, you already know that you get caught up in your mind and what you're thinking and blah, 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 and you tend to, you know, get in that thinking mode and you just don't get out of it. So they need to get you out of it, because So often it's not a matter of what you think, it's a matter of what you are actually allowing to happen in your life. And if you're just sitting there thinking it, you're not actually allowing anything to happen, except that you're thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking. And you already know that you can spend 24 hours a day thinking, but that doesn't change anything.
Right. Mm. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Oof. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm tired. I'm seriously tired. This morning. Yeah, I'm tired. Oh. All right.
Well,
thank you, ladies.
Just keep in mind that you are going through some big changes now and that this is all a part of it. And that means you have to let go of all of that crap from the past. So if it pops up, you can just say to yourself, oh, it popped up so I can let it go, and let it go, and then move on with what it is you actually want to live.
Okay. I'm going on a photo shoot today. I'm taking new pictures for my website and everything. It's like there's lots of, you know, I don't want to be a complainer here, but I just, you know, sharing exciting things too.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's good. You're moving forward. Keep doing that.
I will.
Start asking yourself, why am I creating this disturbance in my life, when you feel that that's what you're doing? And see
right.
where it comes from and let it go. And you will find that more than 9 times out of 10, okay, 9,999,000 times out of 10,000, it will be a false belief.
Right. Yeah, I love you guys. You guys make me smile. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You make
yeah.
us smile too. Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, DC. I think we're done for today. Are you still there?
Beautiful. Yes, it was a beautiful day. My goodness, yes. Totally awesome.
Everybody's coming more and more into their power, which is great.
Yes. And even the messages that we delivered in the beginning were just, they resonated, you know, with the callers, before the callers even called in and,
yeah.
you know, spoke with us. Messages were already flowing.
Oh,
it's just,
that is
it's so
true.
Amazing, you know, that everybody gets, you know, the messages that they need to hear, you know, and it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Okay, well, then.
I have my vitamin G, and it's just been an amazing morning, and I'm going to just put it out there that it just continues like this for the rest of the day.
Wonderful. Okay. We didn't mention any animals today. Is Ginger okay with that?
Well, yeah, she was a little bit, I guess, caught up with Joan there. They were laughing in the background, you know? So she and Joan, okay? She's saying.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to see, maybe she has something just for you even, Barbara. I don't know. Do you have anything? Okay. Okay, believe it or not, the animal she's bringing in for you, Barbara, is the grouse, okay?
Okay.
And the little poem that goes with the grouse of the sacred spiral, leading us on to reach the everlasting heights, where can we live as one? So it's a really powerful, animal that's coming in for you today. It's a very sacred animal, and it's one of the oldest known symbols for personal power, Barbara.
Oh, wonderful.
So just
all
see
right.
yourself, you know, when you think of this beautiful animal, the grouse, and visualize yourself like in a whirlpool or something that really spins, a tornado or anything that like really spins like in a sacred spiral. And it's going to take you to, you know, the center, and you're going to be connected with your personal vision, and you'll have enlightenment, okay?
Okay.
So getting, you know, I see you connecting, you know, with the masters, the ascendant masters. You're transcending time and space is what Ginger's showing me, you know. And she's saying just, you know, visualize, you know, the sun as a, you know, as a huge group of stars, and it's swirling in this beautiful, you know, pinwheel shape, and then draw yourself out of the pinwheel of light into your own DNA, you know. So it's just, it's really amazing, you know, what she's showing me here. But the grouse, like you said, it's a really important, you know, animal. And it's really also, the grouse can help you to center and ground yourself and really to, you know, to connect again with Mother Earth if you ever feel like you're, you know, you're coming off center there a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying, you know, and she's saying, Barbara, you know, she's mentioning to you too, have you been out walking on Mother Earth?
And she already knows the answer to that.
She said, you, Barbara, she said, Auntie Barbara, you asked for the animal and you got an animal. You asked.
Okay.
But she's saying, I want to give Auntie Barbara something else. She said, I love her so much. She's saying, Auntie Barbara, she's handing you, you know, like through spirit, she's handing you a beautiful piece of malachite, okay? And that's like a beautiful green stone. To me, it looks like mm-hmm. emerald green, and it has like swirls of lighter green going through it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying everything that your heart desires is in your hands, okay? You'll have everything that you need forever. And she's saying, please, Auntie Barbara, let your emotions run free, okay? And she said, you are so sensitive, and you're sensitive to the feelings of other, you know, and you are in harmony with your own feelings, you know? So she's handing you this mm-hmm. beautiful, you know, healing crystal that's going to help you to continue on your path, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you.
So just hold on. Envision that beautiful piece of malachite. Like I said, it's a beautiful emerald green, and it has like swirls of like lighter green going through it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Now I feel really good. Okay. That's our show for today. I will have Answers to Life's Questions tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. You are all welcome to come and join us on that if DC comes. And
I would, you know, I'm going to try to be there. Last week it didn't work out, but I'm going to try to be there.
Okay. Well, if you are, wonderful.
And I do have Jack.
If you are, I know you'll be
Barbara.
Wonderful then.
Oh, I want to be there because, you know, I sometimes have Jackson and I have to hide all the toys that make sounds. So that takes quite a while to hide the you know, the jet fighter plane and the police car and all these other things that make these incredible sounds. You know, they don't go well with the radio shows.
That's true. Okay, well, we hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful day and a wonderful weekend, and we will be back on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.